Chapter 1, Introduction. When I first felt called to ministry, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I had never preached a sermon in my life. I never had a mentor walk me through the process. In fact, I was scared to death of public speaking. So I argued with God. I begged Him to let me do anything but preach. The thought of having to preach in front of a crowd every single week terrified me, but God did not relent. I went to a Bible college. I thought, surely Bible college will teach me how to preach. I applied myself. I graduated with honors with a ministry degree. But sadly, I was only forced to preach 2 times in the entire 4 years I was there. Since I was scared, I didn't go out of my way to seek preaching opportunities like I should have. Suddenly, I found myself in my first job as a youth pastor. I immediately had to preach at least once a week. Panic! Bible college did not prepare me for this. What should I do? My first attempt at sermons, if you could even call it that, were horrendous. I stood in front of my notes, shaking while reading the message word for word. This is not what I got into ministry to do. I needed to get better. So I hit the books. I read every book on preaching I could get my hands on. The books were all right, but mostly theoretical. So I asked a lot of pastors a lot of questions and started listening to as many good preachers as I could find. Finally, I started getting some practical advice. Slowly, I began to get better with each message. This little book is the kind of resource I wish I had way back when I felt the call to ministry. There were good books on preaching, but most lacked the practical tips I needed. I knew why I preached and what to preach. What I didn't know was how to preach. I needed short, practical tips to get me started in the right direction. Writing a sermon is not as complicated as it may seem. My hope is that this book will save you from the same panic attacks I had. However, if you are a well-seasoned preacher, don't think this book isn't for you. It never hurts to go back to the basics. Writing this book has been just as helpful for me, reminding me of areas I, myself, have strayed from. Thanks for taking the time to read this book. I cannot help but think your preaching will be better for it.